raising investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 15 October 2014. And before I bring William back, a reminder here, we are doing a pledge drive for the network. Tom in Pennsylvania thought this would be a good idea. If you heard the interview last Monday with Fenner Goldsboro and the book that he wrote, Super Scam, Mega Fraud and the Misapplication of Income and Excise Taxes, the newest version of the book with the updated affidavits. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a joke. This is not another, you don't have to pay those taxes. No, this man, he was a CPA and then for 40 years fought the IRS and ferreted out. You don't have to be persecuted and prosecuted by these people, have your bank accounts locked up, your property stolen, and everything else. You as an individual, you can educate yourself and you can pick up the banner of self-protection for yourself. So Tom offered this. For a $50 donation or more to this network, you'll get a copy of this book. And if it's not going to help you, it's going to help a friend or a family member out. Trust me on that one. So if you dial 800-724-2719 and make a donation, you can do that right now. If you do that, we will make sure you get a copy of this book. That's a very, very good deal, and we appreciate your support. Okay. William Gein from the Americans for Legal Immigration Political Action Committee. They have been doing protests. They've got one coming up, I do believe, William, on October, 26th and 27th?
It's Friday and Saturday, October 24th and 25th.
Okay.
And this will be our second full national wave of protests. We've had a lot of different protests going on. Alipac, we've been working with a great group, Overpasses for America, founded by a really great gentleman named James Neighbors. Are you familiar with James?
I've heard the name. I haven't spoken with him.
If you ever get a chance to get James on the show, please do. I'm not trying to tell you how to run your show, but James is a great guy, and he's had the ability to get a lot of people out on overpasses across the country with their American flags, protesting against Obama, protesting against illegal immigration.
I've seen it here in Texas.
Yeah, well, our first national wave that we attempted on, it was July 18th and 19th, and in some places we only had four or five people, in some places we had a couple hundred, but we had protests against Barack Obama and against illegal immigration in more than 300 locations in a 24-hour period of time, and that's never happened before in this country.
And by the way, William, I was going northbound on 35 out of Austin. I looked up and I saw this banner and people standing up there waving. So I read the banner, honked the horn. But just to make sure that they knew they had support, I got off at an exit, looped back around, drove across that overpass, and thanked all of them for doing that.
Well, and listen, that's one of the reasons people do this. A lot of people that are on my side of the issue against Obama and against illegal immigration have been getting a great deal of affirmation by doing this protest. I mean, it depends on where you're at in the country. And it's more difficult, you know, in southern parts of Texas than it is in North Carolina.
Or in New Mexico or Arizona.
Exactly. So But, and you know, but so there's a ratio to honks and thumbs up to the, you know, other one-fingered salute that you get from occasional people. However, as time has proceeded, as Obama's numbers have dropped, as more people have realized that he, this guy is a complete traitor against our republic, or at least other people realize that his numbers are going so low.
Did you just say republic?
A traitor to our republic, yes.
Yeah, and not the democracy for which it stands?
No, no. I mean, I quote the language from the Pledge of Allegiance when I refer to Obama, because he is in violation of his oath of office, the United States Constitution, and many existing federal laws, and that makes him a traitor to our Republican form of governance, of which the Constitution assures us all.
Well, and it's kind of funny here. You know, we got the big Ebola scare going on.
Right.
And you know, what's the condition of our porous southern borders?
We just put out something very important on that. I'll just wrap up on the protest thing, and we can come back to it before the close. If people are interested, you can search on Facebook for the National Protest Against Illegal Immigration. You can go to any of your favorite search engines, type in National Protest Against Illegal Immigration. You can go to alipac.us, our main website, and click into the forum section, and you'll find on the very top of the announcement, you'll find our list of all the different locations for the protest across the country on October 24th, 25th. All you need to be with us is just a little sign or an American flag or just your body. And you can access those with great ease on our website. And, of course, signing up for our email alerts will allow you at alipac.us. We'll put you in the communications loop there, because we really need people forming more of these protests between now and the 24th and 25th.
And, William, it's like anything else. And I've given this example. I remember years ago we were given speeches in Michigan at schools, and the people, and these were rural areas, bunch of farmers, you know, peach growers, you know, cherry growers, whatever. They were just salt of the earth, down to earth people. They came and they filled up the auditoriums, and people weren't quite sure what message that they were going to hear. And when they sat there, I was sitting there and I was waiting. I was gauging the temperature of the audience, the acceptance of the message. And every once in a while, somebody would applaud, and that's to accentuate something that they agree with. Well, by the end of the presentation, 2.5 hours later, there were rousing standing ovations. And in microcosm, what I'm trying to relay to people is that movements and participation always starts out small. But if it is worth joining, and it touches people, they will join in. And this
that's what's happened here, is that for every person that is seen standing up against Obama and illegal immigration, it can inspire another person. And now we've got hundreds of locations across the country, but they need to be bigger. And on that topic, you know, Jim, I would encourage you to consider talk to some of your other radio show hosts for me about this October 24, 25 thing, and ask everyone to consider locating or creating a protest that's geographically convenient for you as possible. All you got to do is contact us at protest@alipac.us. Give us your name and number and tell us what intersection or overpass you're going to be on, what date you're choosing, the 24th or the 25th, and what hours you want people to join you. And we'll put you on the map. But what we found was, it was a very interesting thing that should be important to anybody out there that values talk radio. We did that first national wave. In the run-up on the 18th and 19th, I got an unusual email out of Boston about a group that wanted to do one, but they wanted to do one the following weekend because they just felt like they needed another week of time to get their thing together. And, you know, we were juggling so many different things that I don't think we even got them on our list, because we were like, okay, well, we're doing this on the 18th and 19th, and, you know, that's, you know, we didn't even know how to treat them because, you know, they were going to do it on a different date a week later.
Right.
So we got through this thing. We did not fail. You know, I was prepared. One of the things I've learned over the 10 years of fighting illegal immigration is that the thing that people will write their congressman, they will support a candidate. The thing they will call a talk radio show and make online posts. But the thing they are least likely to do is show up at any event or protest. And so I was so relieved and exhausted after we didn't fall on our face with the national wave. And I was back at my house, and it was a Saturday evening, when all of a sudden these pictures start coming in from Boston, because a talk radio show host in Boston got more than 5,000 people out with him for his protest. And these pictures are coming in. The first pictures that came to us were from the Boston Globe, and it's real tight shots of like 20 or 30 people here, you know?
Yeah.
And it said hundreds, and I ran that up the flagpole, because to me, hundreds sounds great. I was like, hey, everybody, look, hundreds popped up in Boston. An hour later, I was revising, said, sorry, folks, it wasn't hundreds. It was more than 5,000 because then the event organizer photos, panoramic photos, started coming in. So what we've learned is that right now, or at least in July of 2014, talk radio show hosts combined with what we're trying to do on the overpasses and the intersections and the courthouses, and this one particular one in Boston was at the State House, people are ready to come out. We believe that other talk radio show hosts working with us on these type of events can pull out a lot of people.
All right, we've got to take this break. William Gein is my guest. The website, alapac.us. We'll be right back.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back talking with William Gein. And, William, I want to digress here for a second because you pointed out what I was talking about before you actually got on air with me. And this has been a real sticking point with me, that I am tired, sick and tired, of hearing people moan and stewing in their own juices, oh, all is lost. Oh, you know, what good does it do? And it heats me up to the point. I remember one day saying, you know, well, why don't you grab your gun, walk out on your back porch, and just shoot yourself? And that was probably not the best way to put it, but people need to start rallying around. They need to start acting like we did at the start of this country, and we had for many years in this country. We were there for our neighbors and friends. We would right the wrongs. We'd stand up. We'd keep fighting until the injustices were driven back under a rock from whence they came. Mm-hmm. And that is a real... I just can't impress upon people enough that this is the time, and this is not a high school typing exercise. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Now.
Well, I can tell you, you're right on the money there. And a couple of close friends of mine have sent up some little white flags here recently, especially with the liberal activist judges overthrowing the will of the people in several states. Yeah. And things like that. And I had one pal who was running up a bit of a white flag, and it really sort of surprised me on some stuff. And I sent him this message. I said, listen, we must fight them every day in every way. Our enemies will show us no mercy. They will give us no quarter, and their aggression and degradation of us will become more extreme the more powerful power they extend over us and our families. You seem to think you can pick your battles, but it's hard to pick your battles when we are surrounded by an evil, ruthless beast of an enemy. Fight them and stand with righteous in all things and give them nothing, concede nothing to them, and work hard with every ounce of energy you can spare to make any victories of theirs short-lived or pricey. There are men and women fighting hard to launch appeals and court cases and take other steps that deserve the support, all the support we can give them instead of any defeatist attitudes.
Yeah.
We fight these battles not based on our chances of victory, but we fight the good fight because as Christians and Americans, we are compelled by our principles and Creator to do so. So please stop raising white flags and get frosty and get on that ready line.
I'm telling you.
And I think that's something a lot of principled conservatives have forgotten. We're not fighting here because of selection and our chances of winning. We're fighting because, one, we're surrounded. And some of us have to take some charges, many of which are going to fail, to try to break out of this well-entrenched, decades-long trap that's been laid around us in every direction. And we fight not because we think we're going to win or because we're going to lose. We fight because we are compelled to. And let me tell you something, folks. As American citizens, we are, at this very moment, we are required to rebel. The United States Constitution and the people, and I'm a leader of a peaceful, let me state clearly, for the record, and all the goons that'll be listening from the Media Matters, Soros groups to this conversation. For 10 years now, I've been preaching peaceful, political opposition. I'm still doing that, and should I ever decide to change my path from my passive resistance and other types of political means, my Velvet Revolution means, I'll make that very clear. There'll be no need for anybody to mince words about what William Gein is saying. But what I'm saying now is that, you know, we as Americans, we must rebel, and I suggest we rebel politically because that can still be done through politics if enough people get involved. We're required to. The Constitution and the entire nature of this nation states that we the people are supposed to take power back into our control through the Constitution and the constitutional means if things ever get this messed up. And they have gotten this messed up. And so we have to fulfill our role as Americans and as Christians to stand up and to do this thing. And everybody that's not doing it and not responding to leadership trying to get them their money and their volunteer time organized to do so is a big part of the problem. So you're right on the money there, and it's been a constant battle about doing it. But some people just need to be, if I was in a room with them, shaken by the shoulders.
Yeah.
And said, look. You know, but there's escapism. On their behalf, though, I will point this out, okay? Everybody using the Internet, especially Facebook, especially Google, there is an additional thing that I believe is going on. I've never mentioned on the other show, but I'll mention it on yours. They are collecting vast amounts of data about us, from our cell phone usage to Internet usage to our purchases and banking information. They're data mining on a massive level. And what they're also doing is they're running experiments. Now, I believe this violates many Hippocratic oaths about the medical and psychological community.
Mm-hmm.
But Facebook has actually conducted mass experiments trying to affect how their users react and feel. And it is my understanding that that's a sort of Dr. Mengele violation of the Hippocratic Oath, and that anybody participating in any type of medical or psychological experiment should only do so after their written consent, which no one, well, you know, hey, who knows what we consented to, right? When we click the little box online, it says, hey, you know, do you want to proceed? But my point is, they are researching ways to mobilize their constituencies, their get out the vote for the Democrats. And they're also researching ways to get constitutional conservatives, or those that are most like those that have run America for the last 200 years, how to get people to do exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And what type of information to bombard in front of them?
Yeah.
What type of immigration law firm ads need to be in their face? What do they need to see when they go onto the computer, when they turn on the television, the radio, when they see and hear messages around them? What combinations of messages and stimuli lead to the desired result of their surrender, their acceptance of defeat in their minds, which to me is bowing before the beast.
Mm-hmm.
But that type of weaponry, that type of military-grade information weapon research is being conducted. So we should criticize Americans for their apathy. We should criticize Americans for their failure to act. But at the same time, we have to acknowledge that they're being lied to and manipulated with a powerful technology that has never existed before in human history.
And on your site, if you go to the frequently asked questions at the top of your page, alipac.us,
mm-hmm.
and I was reading about the Associated Press, their manipulation of the terminology and the wordage that they embed in their stories.
Mm-hmm. Illegal immigrant is no longer allowed in Associated Press articles, and if you're a writer for a local newspaper and you want the Associated Press to consider citing or picking your article up, you can't use illegal immigrant because their style book, their Stalin style book, tells you you can't use that language.
Style book. And so
style
instead
book,
of calling an illegal alien and an illegal alien, we have to call them undocumented immigrants?
Yeah, well, I got a lot of names for them they never put in print.
Right. Yeah, and we have too. Hey, look, I'm down here in Texas, and I said before you came on the program today, that I said, you know, down here in Texas, the Golden Arches,
mm-hmm.
This is the employment center for illegals.
Right.
Now, what they'll do down here is they'll put the bilingual people in the windows to take the orders for the drive-through. They'll put them on the front counters.
Mm-hmm.
But the non-bilingual ones, they will keep in the kitchen.
Right.
And now, does McDonald's, did they make sure that these people have green cards or matricula cards or whatever the case may be? They very well may have. But what these people have done is replace the high school students and the retired people, their opportunity to go in and at least work for minimum wage. They've been displaced by illegals.
They've replaced them with people who do not read or speak English, which is important on many of the packaging and the warnings and the things that a person needs to do to prepare food.
Yeah, even wash your hands, employees, before you go back to work.
Well, that's the thing. Many of them are not even familiar with having modern plumbing facilities or hot water. And the most basic knowledge of microbiological health and whatnot, they don't have it.
We've got a break here. We've got a long segment coming up. And for you radio listeners out there that are tired of so many ads, we're going to be taking a few commercial ads out of our hourly programming. Yay! I can hear you cheering from here. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we are back. Seriously, folks, I mean, I'm not joking about this. We've had a lot of guests on over the years, and a lot of them have websites, and sometimes for books, sometimes for information, stuff that you can use, links, so on and so forth. But when I tell you that the Americans for Legal Immigration Political Action Committee has the best website dealing with the issue of immigration, illegal and otherwise, with tons and tons, I mean, you could spend the next 2-3 days reading all the information that they have compiled for this website. But this is an interactive thing, okay? This isn't just a static, oh, yeah, okay, fine, information about illegal immigration. Okay, yeah, I got that. No, these are activists. William Gein is an activist. You've been doing this, you said, for the last decade?
Yeah, we are, and AllyPack.us is not only our main activism, online activism platform, but it is the largest archive of information in the world in existence on the topics of illegal immigration and related issues.
Yeah, I mean, one thing, let me just pick something here right off your site. 900,000 illegal aliens with removal orders are still in the U.S.?
Yeah, that's the top news section from our forums. On our homepage at AllyPack.us, you've got our latest releases. One of which, you know, we started to talk about a little earlier, the Ebola situation in relation to illegal immigration. And then you've got our news section, and it shows you our latest news and videos on the homepage. So you can come to the homepage and get a sort of general feel for what the latest stuff going on is, or you can click around and get a little bit deeper involved.
All right. That website. And let me spell this out. A-L-I-P alapac.us. Alapac.us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is going on with the Ebola deal? Now, we're told at least 130 to 150 people are flying into this country at the different international airports every single day from West Africa. Mm-hmm. We know the southern border is wide open.
Right.
And we've got people, who knows where they come from, whether they come from China, North Korea, Honduras, Ecuador, we don't know. Is it West Africans that manage to get over to South America and Central America and just walk into the country? What's going on with the southern border?
Well, everybody that's looking at this story, especially monitoring the Drudge Report at drudgereport.com and other places, are looking at massive failures of our own government. The CDC did not respond quickly at all to the Dallas, Texas situation. And in fact, you know, there's some really glaring problems here from the fact that Ebola Eric Duncan's family, they found out that Eric Duncan had Ebola, not from hospital staff, not from our CDC, but from the news. When Eric Ebola's Ebola-contaminated vomit and other bodily fluids were cleaned up from the public parking lot of his apartment complex where there are children and pets, it was cleaned up by immigrants with a garden hose, not the CDC. Liberal activist judge Clay Jenkins in Dallas, he's the one that showed up, went into the contaminated apartment in plain clothes with no protection and transported the quarantined family to another location when it became an embarrassment for the Obama administration, and then showed up at a press conference wearing the same shirt that he had just worn with these people. So when you look at it, there's a pattern, there's a very clear pattern of failures. And what we're putting people out, and if you want to read about this, it's on the Alipac.us homepage, and we'd appreciate anybody taking the time to read it and helping us circulate it. It's titled, Obama Won't Sacrifice Immigration Reform Amnesty to Protect Americans from Ebola. The Obama administration knows that you can't stop pandemic Ebola from entering the United States unless you stop illegal immigration. And you can't stop illegal immigration unless you stop his pledge to decree and members of Congress's pledge to pass, like John Boehner and several other Democrats and Republicans.
Which they've been soft-pedaling because we got midterm elections and Democrats don't even want Obama to do fundraising for them. They want to keep this immigration reform thing on a low burner, not let it reach a rolling boil here to bring people's attention to it.
Yes. Yes, because most of them, many more of them will lose their jobs from an angry electorate because the American public opposes their immigration reform amnesty plans by more than 2-1, truth be known. If we get past all the designer polls paid for by expensive amnesty supporters, the vast majority of Americans oppose it and know that it's bad for America and bad for Americans. But at this particular moment right now, Obama administration is saying that our medical facilities, meaning hospitals and other stuff, that's what's going to be the battle line with Ebola. The battle line will not be our borders. The battle line will not be our ports of entry in our airports. They're letting Ebola in. They probably know about a lot more cases than we know about if this is anything like the anthrax bioweapon attack of 2001 when they were telling everybody that there was just one or two cases and that they were unrelated and it was just a natural occurrence of anthrax. When our own government under the Bush administration was lying to the public on a massive scale like that, they already had 7 or 8 people in quarantine. And they knew it was a bioweapons attack. And of course, it turned out to be a strain and weaponized version of anthrax from within our own government military laboratories. And someone or some group within our own government was responsible for the anthrax attacks of 2001, for which no one's ever been prosecuted or detained or fired. But fast forward to 2014, we could be dealing with a weaponized strain of Ebola. But whether this Ebola strain is weaponized or naturally occurring, it's different than the past ones because it is more virulent and traveling faster and more lethal, and it's moving on an exponent.
Yeah.
And if it comes off that exponent like SARS did, thankfully SARS started off on a real scary exponent and then came off of it and burned that or smoldered out. But if this does not come off its exponent, it's going to radically change all of our lives within about 6 months.
Okay, and William, you know, to be fair about this, and I have been looking at this Ebola thing. Now, I remember the CDC, I remember the World Health Organization, 2-3 years ago, telling us that swine flu has the potential to kill half the population on the face of the earth. And what the CDC quietly did after months of this ramped up, go get your flu shot kind of stuff, they quietly didn't publicly do it, but on their website made admissions that they might have overplayed their hand on the swine flu. Look, I think, and this is my own personal opinion, because what's coming into this country by way of illegal immigration is people with tuberculosis, with other diseases that we've pretty much eradicated in this country. We've got other infectious diseases coming into this country that has the potential to make a lot of people sick and maybe even kill them. But the point I'm trying to drive home here, I don't give a damn if it's Ebola. I don't care if it's swine flu. I don't care if it's tuberculosis. I don't care what it is. No matter. We had a way to control the immigration into this country. And I'm one of these people that is not anti-immigration. Because unless you, sir, and myself, unless we're American Indians, or we're slaves that have been brought into this country, I don't know, 300 years ago, it would seem to me that we're all immigrants from someplace on this planet. The difference being that our parents, or their parents' parents, did it in a sane, rational way. There's proper screening that could be done, check you for diseases and the lice and all that other stuff, and there are ways to immigrate into this country legally. And
so that's not what they have planned at all.
No. I know that.
They've already shown us that they have, that they are willing to sacrifice many American lives to proceed with this agenda. We already have a situation where thousands of Americans are being killed by diseases brought in, like tuberculosis, by illegal immigrants, and gangbanger murderers, and drunk driving illegal aliens. Thousands of Americans are losing their jobs, lives, and homes every year because of the illegal alien invasion of our American homeland that is being sponsored by the most powerful billionaires and power groups on this planet. Okay? An illegal immigrant steps across the border illegally tonight, as 4,000 to 10,000 will tonight alone. And at the moment that they cross our borders illegally, they suddenly have support from Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Boehner, John McCain, the top echelons of the Democrat and Republican parties, most of the major media, including Rupert Murdoch, owner of News Corp and Fox News, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the National Council of La Raza, the Council on Foreign Relations. At the moment that an illegal immigrant steps across the line into the United States, they suddenly have the backing of some of the most powerful banks and industries and politicians and billionaires like George Soros and Michael Bloomberg in this country or on the planet.
Isn't that amazing?
Or on their side at that moment. And it doesn't matter if they come in and they kill Americans. That won't deter them. There have been mass atrocities committed against American citizens, innocent American citizens, that the Associated Press and CNN will never tell everybody about. You'll never see anybody for more than a few seconds before they got tackled on CNN say, hey, illegal aliens are killing thousands of people each year. You know, go to commercial. You won't see that because they're already doing that. Ebola could wipe out half the American population. Are they going to stop? No, because it's not friendly. It may not look like tanks and men marching in with guns in some overt way that would stimulate a defensive response from the American, a more stronger defensive response from the American populist defense immune system for this country. But it is a form of invasion. It is a form of weaponry. It is designed to overthrow this republic by importing, you know, and Obama's, he doesn't even want to stop the legal unemployed immigrants like Eric Duncan.
It's the balkanization of America. We need to hang on to our culture because we got a pretty cool country here and we don't want to subdivide it into sub-kingdoms. Let's take this break. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We are back. Remember, on October 24th and 25th, and for you people up north, you damn Yankees, it's still not that cold in October. I know it's getting chilly out there, and you might have some snowflakes flying around in whatever part of the country you're in. We understand that. But this is not the dead of winter. This is going on all across the country. If you would, William, give a recap of what the activities are planned for on October 24th and 25th.
We're going to have hundreds of protests on intersections, state house, places, courthouse squares, overpasses against Obama and against illegal immigration. And part of our mission here is within the 3 weeks till the midterm elections, which we consider to be make or break for America, we're hoping that more illegal immigration amnesty supporters will lose their jobs on November 4th than ever before. We want to rally people to the top issue that can do that, which is illegal immigration and Obama's betrayals on that issue. And to do that, we need people out there on the streets and the overpasses, and we need people forming events and that are willing to take the time to do that. And, you know, the people that founded this country would probably laugh at people that said they just can't do something like that because they're too busy scrubbing their car or bathing the dog or whatever on a Saturday afternoon. But we've got these events lined up. They're at the top of the announcement section at alleypack.us, and we have a Facebook page titled The National Protest Against Illegal Immigration. And you can also find Overpasses for America. There's a state group for on Facebook, social media, for every state out there. Just type in Overpasses, Texas, Overpasses, California. Overpasses for America. Join your Overpasses for America social media page. Find out where the local closest protest on October 24th, 25th are to you, and come out and be a part of our historic wave of protests that are designed to help shape the outcome of the 2014 midterm elections.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
William, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I got a correction for you. The United Nations has granted to the black and brown nations the right to grant a consular ID card to every black and brown American who has proof of his paternal ancestry traceable back to one of these black and brown nations. But the United Nations specifically denies this right to any of the formerly white nations. So if you can trace your ancestry to Ireland, you cannot get a consular ID card from Ireland. Uh-huh. You have to leave the country and stay there 10 years and never come back. And there are no white nations left. Every formerly white nation is overwhelmed by immigrants because we've stopped making babies and we have concentrated on this notion of legal versus illegal.
Yeah.
And we've discarded the notion that it is all about race, but the United Nations says it is all about race, about doing away permanently with any white nation at all.
Yeah, and Richard also, Tom in Pennsylvania texted me, he was reading how the government is now identifying, you know, forget what the press is doing and what the government mouths the words of undocumented immigrants. They're now calling them undocumented Americans.
Well, if I may address that, there are people who are against illegal immigration that are motivated by race and others that are not, just like people who support illegal immigration and amnesty for illegal immigrants have a host of motivations. There are people who are motivated by greed. There are people who are motivated against by supporting illegal immigration because they are anti-American. There are people who are motivated by illegal immigration to support illegal immigration because they want to elect all Democrats and liberals across the country. So we're dealing with a very large, complex system where the motivations of people on both sides are varied.
Once you start using that word illegal versus legal, you are falling in a trap.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a trap. I would not have been able to run an effective national organization that on a shoestring budget has stopped billionaire-funded George Soros groups from their nationally destructive agenda without a massive amount of support from the public. And the public, American public, still has a lot of warm, fuzzy feelings for legal immigration, although the vast majority of Americans now and a supermajority of our ALEPAC supporters favor great reductions in legal immigration levels.
Richard, what William is telling you, he's a pretty savvy. When you're dealing with politicians and politics, the man knows what he's doing and the approach to it. This is how he's garnered so much support. I thank you for your call. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Hello, Richard.
Hello, John. I just wanted to feed something in. I actually picked this up initially on Jack Blood's show this afternoon. And I did some research on the internet, but there's a story out, but it's not in the mainstream press at all, about a man having been arrested for dumping formaldehyde into water wells in Liberia, and how formaldehyde causes Ebola-like symptoms. And when he was arrested, he confessed to having been paid to do this. Apparently, they're also using water bottling companies and putting formaldehyde in the water there. And it could be a large part of what we're seeing as far as these Ebola symptoms.
Well, and again, I mean, you don't even have to go to that extent. Flu symptoms. Putting thermometers in the hands of TSA people, I don't even think that they would know which orifice to stick it in, number one.
Really?
You know, and to have the supposed minimum wage TSA people as the front line of defense against people with communicable diseases is absolutely ridiculous.
Now you folks are the first ones to say TSA should do it. What we've said
that
is that first, weeks ago, all non-essential travel into the United States from the contagion areas should have been stopped.
Right.
It's not stopping any emergency workers from going back and forth,
right,
and not stopping anybody that wants to go in there. But if you're coming back, you should be going through a quarantine facility that is set up, and if you want to put, you know, create the facility on both sides of it, but Eric Duncan should have been, if he was, he, first of all, he should not have been allowed in the United States under normal circumstances. Unemployed Liberians coming to meet a potential wife is not a reason to be allowed a visa in the United States when half of our current 12 to 20 million illegal immigrants all got here by being visa overstays. He should have never been issued a visa under normal circumstances.
Right.
And then even after that, he should have been met by a CDC team that at least questioned him and took his temperature and some quick vitals on him at the airport. None of that happened. He walks right in here. The government's failure, Obama just had a press conference today saying that the CDC was now going to deploy what they're calling SWAT teams. I think that's a poor use of terminology they're using, to respond better, blah, blah, blah. But they've completely dropped the ball here. They have not shown any interest. And maybe it is that they know something we don't know. Maybe Judge Clay Jenkins and some others know some things about what's going on with this virus and the bigger, you know, thing about it. But what we're going to do right now is on our end here at Alipac is we're going to hit them on the fallacy that we're going to pretend this Ebola thing is real, and we're going to take them at face value about what they're saying is happening with this virus, that our borders need to be secured, illegal immigration must be stopped, and for illegal immigration to be stopped, Obama and his Republican counterparts need to shut their mouths,
yep,
about immigration reform, amnesty, because they are putting American lives at risk to do so.
Okay, we are almost flat out of time here. And again, folks, the website, ALIPAC, this is very short and very sweet, stands for Americans for Legal Immigration Political Action Committee, alipac.us. And now you have some time. If you have some friendly talk show host out there, local talent on radio shows, give them a call. Point this out to them. Get these people involved. You saw what they did. Did you say that was Boston?
Boston, over 5,000 people came out.
Because a radio talk show host thought that was a good idea, and he needed a week to get the thing together. Well, we have exactly 10 days before the event kicks off on the 24th, so we got plenty of time this time. Folks,
yep,
start to use your imagination. Go to the website, alipac.us. It is the biggest website in the world for this pertinent information about illegal immigration. So go to it. Use it. Quit whining to me that there's nothing for you to do out there and all is lost. It ain't. The only thing that we have is good Americans that have not yet stood up. William Gein, I applaud you for your efforts. What I'm going to do is make a link on our webpage to your webpage on specifically this October 24th and 25th deal, and we will be monitoring and we will be watching.
Awesome. And send me an email so I make sure you're on my press list, and I hope to be back with you and your listeners soon.
All righty, sir. Thank you so much. All right. And again, folks, look, we're in a pledge drive. What we're offering here for $50 or more, the book, the new book, Super Scam, Mega Fraud, and the Misapplication of the Income Tax and Excise Tax, with the affidavit that will take the IRS and show them for exactly what they are. You want to get rid of the devil? First, you got to understand what the devil is, who he is, and how to deal with him, never to be bothered again. Call the network, 800-724-2719. For a donation of $50 or more, you get this book that very well may save your keister, at least family and friends, here in the very near future. I want to thank you for being here today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then. With finance.